here we go. Good morning. 7:08, Brock Unter.
Here we go. Here we go.
I have a new little setup here in the basement.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got home. We got home last night and kind of kicking around in the basement. I'm looking at it. And I'm like, you know, when I originally set this up here in the basement, I didn't plan on being here. Well, what is it? It's the 3rd, August 3rd.
Yeah.
And now it's looking like, man, I might be here for the rest of the year. So, you know what? I kind of spiffied it up a little bit. I made my spot a little bit more
professional.
More podcasty. Yeah, professional. That's the word.
Now, you know, the funny thing is I did the same thing. When I set up my home studio, I kind of did it haphazardly because I'm like, oh, this isn't, you know, we'll do it for the time being. But, you know, so I got like all my cords all over the place. Like nothing's really set up that well. So I might need to do that. If things get crazy again and I need to go back into the home studio, I'm gonna have to upgrade it a little bit, you know?
So I was using it's kind of like a half computer chair, half like a lounging chair kind of before.
Uh-huh,
now I switch it up with the Lazy Boy, and I'm not sure, man. It might be a little too comfortable.
Ooh. You're gonna be snoozing halfway through the show. Just don't put the legs up. Don't put the legs up.
I did that on purpose. It's right up next to the wall, so I can't.
You
know what I did too? I even put a board behind the rear feet, so I kind of sit up even a little bit more, so I know I can't pass out. There's no way.
If I hear that sound of the as the legs go, I'm like, that's it. He's done. He's tapping out.
Good night. Yeah, especially on a Monday.
Oh, God.
I probably shouldn't have done it for a Monday either. It's already kind of tiresome this morning. You know?
That chair's only good Tuesday through Thursday. It's the only days you can sit in that chair. Well, I'm glad you got the good setup. It's going to make a huge difference in our show. We're taking the show to the next level right here.
Yeah, I'm snoozing.
Is he snoring again? For God, wake up! All right, let's do it. Your morning dump. Here we go.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. If I ever get to rewrite their jingle, I'm going to do that. I'm going to just do that song, but it's going to be Pump It Out.
What's Joe Budden doing these days? He needs to remake that song.
Figure it out. Well, according to a new study, Hunter, weightlifting helps keep you from getting sick. Researchers found that added muscle mass revs up the immune system, which helps the body do better at fighting off infections. So if you want to be healthy, that's why Arnold, he's never sick. I never get sick because my body is full of muscles. And it keeps me healthy. I do the weightlifting, and then the sickness goes away because I'm so sick.
Danny, I'm never sick.
I never need to blow my nose because of these muscles. They're huge. And yeah. I lift, and I'm healthy, and they do it.
Maybe we need to start working out, you know?
I know. I'm just thinking, like,
sick this morning.
I can do a few weights, but maybe I need to ramp it up. Get the steroids going, you know, just get massive.
Maybe that's why my wife's never sick. She's always working out.
Yeah. Your body is a temple. You know, you got to treat it as such. Sometimes you got to add a little bit of shellac to that body. I don't know if that's the...
Something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, pick up the weights. You'll be healthy as a horse. I am going to end with some sad news, Hunter. I hate to do this, but film and TV fans are mourning the loss of Wilford Brimley over the weekend. The legendary actor, who's also well known for his work in raising awareness about diabetes, was 85. He passed away at a hospital in Utah on Saturday morning. Wilford Brimley has left us.
Yeah, he lived a good life, it seems.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Positive.
I did not know that he was still kicking.
He did those commercials for a while. That's kind of like, wasn't he on a show for the longest?
Well, he did a bunch of stuff. So a lot of people know him from like Cocoon. He was in The Natural, amazing movie with Robert Redford. He was also in some John Wayne classics like True Grit, recurring role in The Waltons. A lot of people know him from Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's what it is. That's how I know him.
The eyes of a ranger are upon you.
Yeah, what was he? Was he like... He was like his boss or something? Walker's boss? Was he like the...
He was the... I can't remember exactly.
Is he a sheriff? Because Walker was a ranger, so maybe he was the sheriff?
He's something that, like that. Right? He's like he was a retired ranger or something and still helped out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't doing any roundhouse kicks in Walker, Texas Ranger. No. He was more there of the... He was doing wisdom roundhouses. Doing roundhouses of the mind is what he was doing. So.
Nah, he's just back at the station pumping insulin, man. That's what he was doing.
Obviously, too, he was also the spokesman for Quaker Oats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
He was all over the place. That mustache. One of the most legendary. We always go toward Pat's Moody's mustache, right? But let's be honest. Wilford Brindley's mustache makes Pat Moody's mustache look like a 14-year-old prepubescent boy's mustache. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if their mustache has gotten a fight. I'm sorry, Pat. This one might take you.
For some reason, I want to make a cartoon where it's Wilford Brindley's mustache. And Pat Moody's mustache, like a straight up street brawl.
Yeah. See, I'm going to have to go with Brimley's because Brimley's stash, he's got more of a reach, you know?
It was. Pat's is very girthy. It's a girthy mustache. So, you know, he can take a punch. You know, you can hit him in the ribs of the mustache and, you know, he can take that hit. But you're absolutely right. Wilford's got a little bit more length on the side, so he's going to come around. It's hard to beat.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't want to get in a brawl with that stash, that's for sure.
I feel like Pat's mustache is ground and pound style. I feel like Wilford's is a little bit more finesse style fighting mustache, you know?
Yeah, I think the Brimley's could get you in a rear naked choke, you know? It'd get you around the neck and he'd stretch it out with those legs, man. Boom, you're done.
Pat Moody's mustache is the kind that when the chips are down, he's going to break a beer bottle and try and stab you. But... Wilford Brimley, he's more of the bar fight pool cue kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pat's a little scrappy. You know, a little scrappy stash. I'm going to put like $50 on this, dude. I'm telling you.
I think we need to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's that? You got that Tyson fight coming up. What are the prelims? Are there fights before it? Because I think we could set something up.
Yeah, the two mustaches going. Now in the red corner, weighing in at 2 ounces, it's Pat Moody's mustache.
Uh-huh.
And in the blue corner, weighing in at a solid 315.
But then you got Sam Elliott. What about Sam Elliott's stash? Is he like, is he in the next fight?
You don't fight Sam Elliott's mustache. That is a mustache that it doesn't need to prove anything at this point. That's the mustache that you don't even mess with. You just look at it and you go, I'm not going to fight that mustache. Are you kidding me? I don't feel like going to the hospital.
His mustache did the wave in that one Super Bowl commercial.
And then you got your mustache, which I think plays soccer, right? I think that's...
Mine's non-existent. I shaved it off. I did during quarantine. It's gone.
Oh, buddy.
I was starting to get a Master Splinter look going, you know? The mustache should go out a little, and I got a skinny little face. Got these whiskers hanging off.
So wispy on the corners. It's so wispy on the corners.
It's sad.
All right, coming to pay-per-view, Wilford Brimley's mustache and Pat Moody's mustache. Watch out.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
That's your morning dump. So dumb.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.